Alright, let's build a proper jungle riser in Ableton Lev 12, not a shiny EDM uplifter. We're going for smoky warehouse pressure, gritty, mid-focus tension that sits behind the break, breathes with the snare, and then gets out of the way so the drop feels violent. Set your tempo around 170 BPM, or whatever your tune is. In arrangement view, mark out an 8-bar build and then the drop right after it. The mindset here is important. The riser only lives in the build. At the drop, we're going to hard stop it, or kill the reverb, or even create a tiny vacuum. Old school impact is often about removing space, not adding more. Now let's set up clean routing. Make 3 MIDI tracks and name them riser noise, riser tone, and riser texture. Select all 3 and group them. Call the group riser bus. This is going to be your control center, EQ, glue, width, sidechain, and the final. This sits in the mix decisions. We'll start with the noise layer, because that's the smoke. On riser noise, load wave eatable. If you prefer analog, that's fine too, but wave eatable makes it easy. Pick something noise based. If you've got a noise wave eatable or a noisy table, use that. The goal is not a crisp hiss, it's air moving through a big system. Set a gentle amp envelope. Give it an attack around 200 to 600 milliseconds so it swells instead of appearing instantly. Release somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. After wave eatable, add auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Put resonance around 20 to 35%. Then automate the filter frequency across the full 8 bars. Start dark, like 200 to 400 Hz, and open to maybe 8 to 12 kHz by the end. Teacher tip here. If you start bright, you've got nowhere to go. Start almost muffled, like the room is full of smoke. Then slowly pull the blanket off. Next, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. We're not trying to make it loud, we're trying to make it foggy and present so it reads through the mix without becoming fizzy. Then add echo for warehouse reflections. Try 1/8 or 3/16 sync time. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids, and if it's too bright, pull down the top end too. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Think concrete walls, not sparkly delay throws. Then add reverb, but keep it dark. Size around 35 to 60%. Decay 2 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. If your reverb is bright, it instantly modernizes the riser in a way that fights the jungle vibe. Finally on this track, add utility. We're going to automate width later. Early in the build, keep it fairly mono so the drop feels like it opens up. Toward the end, we'll widen it. Cool! Now the tonal layer. This is the pressure note. It's what makes the riser feel like it's threatening the drop, without turning into a lead synth. On riser tone, load operator. Keep it simple. One oscillator, A only. Start with sine or triangle. Sine is clean. Triangle gives you a touch more harmonic content. Write one long MIDI note for the whole 8 bars, in key. Jungle often teases a note rather than performing a melody. If you're unsure, pick the root or the fifth of your key. Those tend to sit safely without sounding like a wrong song note over the break. Now automate pitch rise. You can do this with clip envelopes or by automating transpose. Start at 0 semitones and rise up to about plus 12 over the 8 bars. But don't make it perfectly linear. Make it creep for the first 6 bars, then climb harder in bars 7 and 8. That last second panic is where the tension lives. After operator, add auto filter and set it to bandpass, 12 dB. Resonance around 35 to 55%. Now automate that bandpass frequency upward too, but don't match it exactly to the pitch rise. Start maybe 300 to 600 Hz and end around 3 to 6 kHz. This is one of the main tricks that keeps it old school. The bandpass makes it feel like a pressure valve opening, not like an EDM synth, showing off its top end. Next, add roar if you want the hardware pushed vibe. Keep it subtle. Drive around 10 to 25%, slightly dark tone. If you can, add gentle modulation to the drive or filtering inside roar so it moves a bit over time. If you don't want roar, swap in saturator and maybe a touch of extra filtering. Either way, the goal is controlled dirt. Then add chorus ensemble. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%, slow rate. And automate the dry slash wet so it increases mostly in the last couple bars. Again, width is a late game move. Don't blow the stereo early, and drop a limiter at the end of the chain just as safety, barely doing anything. We're not mastering here, we're just preventing a surprise peak. Now the texture layer. This is where the warehouse becomes real. Final, room tone. little metallic edges, subtle movement. If you have a field recording or vinyl crackle sample, drag it into Simpler, loop it, warp as needed. Filter it inside Simpler, high pass around 200 to 500 Hz. Keep it dark, we're not trying to add white noise on top of the white noise. Add auto pan, but use it as slow movement. Rate around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, and set phase to 180 degrees so it widens. Then add a dark reverb, but lighter than the noise layer, around 8 to 15% wet. This layer should feel more like place than effect. Optional spicy move, add resonators here for that metal vent vibe. Turn on only 2 or 3 resonators, tune them to notes and key, like root and fifth, and keep dry slash wet low, 5 to 20%. Then automate the dry slash wet to rise toward the drop. It's subtle, but it screams warehouse when done right. Now we glue it all together on the riser bus. Add EQ 8 first, high pass aggressively, 150 to 300 Hz, 12 or 24 dB slope. This is non-negotiable in jungle and DNB. If your riser lives in the 100 to 250 zone, it will steal weight from your bass and blur the break. Then do small corrective carving. If it fights your snare crack, dip a little in the 2 to 5 kHz area. Here's the two-lane EQ idea. Your riser mostly lives in mids and upper mids. Your break and bass keep the low mids and transient snap. If there's a fight, don't just sidechain harder. Find the exact snare speak frequency in your track, often around 2 kHz or sometimes 4.5 kHz, and carve a narrow dip in the riser bus. Next, add glue compressor. Ratio 2:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to pump it. We're just making the three layers feel like one instrument. Then add a final saturator for haze. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Keep it controlled. Density good. Fizz bad. Now stereo management with utility. Automate width across the build. Early bars, like 80 to 110%. Last two bars, open it to 120 to 160%. You can also automate a tiny gain lift, like 0 to plus 2 dB approaching the drop. But don't rely on volume to create excitement. Movement and contrast are the real excitement. Now the essential DNB move, sidechain ducking. Put a compressor last on the riser bus, enable sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus or kick and snare group. Ratio around 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until the riser breathes under the snare. In this genre, the snare is king. Your riser should feel like it's being forced to bow every time the snare hits. Extra coach trick, make it speak the rhythm of the break even more. Add auto pan on the riser bus with phase set to 0% so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16, amount only 5 to 15%. It's subtle, but it locks the riser into the jungle grid so it doesn't feel like a pasted-on whoosh. Now let's talk drop transition. Pick one or two moves only. If you stack everything, it gets cheesy fast. First, classic, reverb kill at the drop. Automate reverb dry slash wet on your riser layers or bus to hit zero right on the drop. Or shorten the decay in the last half bar. This makes the drop feel closer and more physical. Second, micro tape stop style pitch dip. Use shifter in pitch mode for just the last eighth note or quarter note, with a quick downward dive. Don't overdo it. This is hint level, not effect showcase. Third, the silence trick. Cut the riser for a quarter bar or half bar right before the drop. Let the last snare breathe. That little vacuum is pure old school pressure. Fourth, a dark crash layer right at the end, high passed so it doesn't cloud the sub. Sometimes that's all you need to underline the transition. One more pro detail. Check mono early and again at the end. Put utility on the riser bus and temporarily set width to 0%. The riser should still feel like it's rising. If it disappears, you've built excitement with stereo tricks instead of sound design, and that won't survive club playback. Also, remember, aim for pressure, not brightness. If the top end is doing all the work, it will read modern. Let the mid-range, roughly 500 Hz to 4 kHz, carry the tension. The air band is support, not the main character. Quick mini practice, do a 4-bar version first. Only noise and tone. Automate the noise filter from about 300 Hz to 10 kHz. Automate tone pitch from 0 to plus 7 semitones instead of a full octave, and sidechain from snare only. Bounce it. A slash B at width and without sidechain, and a slash B wide at the end versus wide the whole time. You'll hear instantly why we keep the width for the final push. Recap so you can remember it next session. Three layers. Noise gives smoke and space. Tone gives pressure and key hint. Texture gives place and character. Then the bus makes it behave. Low cut, glue, controlled dirt, late widening, and side chain so the brake stays dominant. And at the drop, clean the transition by killing reverb, creating a tiny vacuum, or doing a subtle pitch dip. If you tell me your track key and whether your brake is Amen style or more two-step, I can suggest a riser note choice and a pitch curve that matches your groove, plus the safest snare frequency to carve so it locks in without masking the snap.